You are listening to a message from Victory. We hope it inspires you to honor God and make disciples in your community.
Today, I'm preaching to you life's big question, and I believe this is one of those strongest questions that we'll discuss. And it's this, the question is, can I really be in control of my life? And again, marami tayong babanggain mga paradigm at marami tayong babanggain ng mga philosophies ng mundo. And again, I'm preaching to you not for your happiness. Now, I want you to be happy, okay? But that's not my motto, okay, for my campaign, all right? As much as I want you to be happy, my goal and my heart is not to make you happy, okay? That's not my job. That's Boyoyong's job, okay? To make you happy. That's the job of the clowns to do that, to make you happy. I preach for your joy, that you will find joy in the Lord. So it means there will be preachings that will really be really hard. And it's okay that kung tinamaan ka, praise the Lord, tinamaan ka. Why? Because I'm preaching for your joy. We're preparing you for life's questions and life's trials. And you know, a joke won't get you through the day or get you through the night. And so that's why we want to preach for your joy. We want you to go to God and say, God, you are my joy. And not just about any happiness. Yes, there are jokes in my preaching. Yes, there are, you know, there might be happy moments here, but I'm not after those happy moments. And happy moments can be reviewed in YouTube. But I am after your joy, and that's why I'm going to preach this unfiltered, because I am after your joy. And so let's just bow down our heads and pray as we jump off with our message. Lord, we come to you today, Lord, and we thank you because Solomon has disturbed us, Lord, with the book of Ecclesiastes, as he wrote this down, even when he was old, and saying that life is meaningless, the pursuit of happiness is meaningless. And today, Lord, as we go and look through, Lord, can we really be in control of our life? I do pray, Lord, that you would continue to disturb us. Lord, continue, Lord, to move in us, minister to us, and speak to us. Lord, that the things that we'll learn today will not just be philosophical, but it would make an effect, have an effect in our own lives and challenge us to surrender to you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Now, can I be in control of my life? Classic example, sira ang clicker. I am not in control of my preaching, okay, this afternoon. So can I be in control of my life? May picture na, sino na napanood yun na yung Lord of the Rings? Okay? Di ba meron doon? Ito yung ultimate na hinahanap nila, yung ring ni Sauron. Okay? Alright? It means when I get this, I will be the one who is in control. If I could just get this precious ring, right? I could take charge. Ito ang fascination natin. Yan yung sinabi ni C.S. Lewis, ni Tolkien. No, sinulat niya, ultimately, yung buong kwento ng Lord of the Rings, yan yung temptation na ibibigay sa atin. The world promises us control. The ring promises control. But as you get it and you feel like you're in control, it starts to eat you up. And so, you cannot really be in control according to Lord of the Rings. Lord of the Ring. Okay, rings. Rings ba? Lord of the Ring. 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 Rings. Okay, rings. Naghalo na yung Guardians of the Galaxy at saka Lord of the Ring. No? So, hirap na pag maraming movies. So, sabi niya, and it would eat you up. Just like whoever had the ring, it actually made them disturb and it made them mad in a way because people want to take control of their lives. But can we really be in control? Let's look at Ecclesiastes 9, verse 11. It says, I've seen something else under the sun. The race is not to the swift, or the battle to the strong, nor does food come to the wise, or wealth to the brilliant, or favor to the learned. But time and chance happen to them all. So sabi ni Lolo Solomon at the peak of his career, sabi niya, alam mo, ang takbo natin sa buhay, ang buhay natin, doesn't belong to the strong. Doesn't belong to those who are fast. Doesn't belong to those who are wise. Doesn't belong to those who are wealthy. Sabi niya, it belongs to people who understand this, the reality of life. Time and chance happen to us all. Hindi mo control ang buhay. Timing ni Lord yan. Yung akala mo, grabe, sobrang ganyan. It is God orchestrate orchestrating things for you, and that's why time and chance happens to us all. Sabi ni Solomon, pantay-pantay lang tayo dito. Akala mo dahil malakas ka or mayaman ka, mas angat ka, hindi. Your life doesn't even belong to you. The race you're running, it's not because you're fast. That's why you'll win. Right? It's not. He says time and chance happen to us all. And he mentions four groups: the swift, the strong, the wise, the wealthy. Sabi niya, doesn't belong to these people. Right? It doesn't. They're not in control. Let me give you an example. The swift. Okay? This is Paul George, Indiana Pacers. According to NBA stats, the fifth greatest player in the NBA today. Okay? Right? Playing today. Right? 3 weeks ago or a month ago, practicing USA basketball. Scrimmage lang ha. Hindi counted. Pagka lipad niya, tinamaan yung paa niya, naputol. Career-ending injury for Paul George. Now, if those of you don't know Paul George, go to Changi. Okay, there's a lot of Indiana 24 there, right? Sikat si Paul George. Muntik na manalo ang Pacers dahil kay Paul George, part of the USA basketball team, at the peak of his career, broke his leg, his foot. Now, they said it's hard for him to get back because of the lateral movement. Di na siya masyado makaka-lateral movement. So, mahirap na maging at his peak of his game. Siguro kung maglalaro siya ulit, baka bang, ano na siya, nasa bench na siya. Right? Siguro pag mga crucial time lang, kailangan mag-triple. I don't know, but his career ended 3 weeks ago at the peak wherein he will be an Olympian. The race does not belong to the swift. Michael Jordan, they said, the greatest NBA player in the world, and I beg to disagree because Larry Bird is the best, all right? And Michael Jordan, how many rings? When he quit the game, all right? During our conversation, when he quit the game, sobra niyang competitive. Hindi siya sanay na walang ginagawa at hindi na nanalo. Because he felt like, I need to be in control. You know what he did? He became the general manager of Washington Wizards, right? And started managing this team. According to the biography that I read, okay, about Jordan, when the Washington Wizards were losing, he, sobra siyang galit na galit, nandun siya na sa room niya na nanonood ng game, ang dami niyang binabasag, nagbumura siya, hindi niya maintindihan. To the point na sobrang competitive niya, sabi niya kahit matanda na maglalaro ulit ako, kaya siya naging player ulit ng Washington Wizards. Why? He wanted to be in control. Pero kahit anong-ano niya, pag 40 plus ka na at naglalaro ka, yung talon mo, never the same. Kahit dila mo, ganun kahaba, wala na yung talon mo. Why? It does not belong to the swift. He needed to understand that. And he was humbled because he's old. He's not the Jordan that we knew anymore. It's different. The battle does not belong to the swift, nor the strong. Powers would come and go. I don't need to mention names of political powers that have come and go. Those who are the rich and the famous are now one of those, diba na, nasa headlines ngayon. Names destroyed because of corruption, because people wanted to be in control. And what does Solomon say? What did he wrote? He said, the race doesn't belong even to those who are strong. You can be on top now and down tomorrow or next month or next year. According to Sister Madonna, this is an interview with Vanity Magazine. I won't read everything, but I'll just read a part. Kasi si Madonna, di ba, ano siya? Mother of reinvention. Grabe, sino dito mga 80s na nakikinig na kay Madonna? Material. Di ba? 80s, 90s, nagbago. Vogue, strike a pose. Di ba? Ang galing. 2000, nag-iba na naman ang kanta. Ngayon, may children's book. Galing. Just the reinvention. Brilliant mind. She could market herself. And here's what she said in Vanity Magazine. She said, my drive in life is from this horrible fear of being mediocre. And that's always pushing me. Because even though I've become somebody, I still have to prove I'm somebody. Man, sad life. I'm already somebody, but I still have to prove I'm somebody. My struggle has never ended, and it probably never will till the day I die. So imagine 2020, Madonna will reinvent herself again. Why? Because of the fear that she's no longer in control. People will come and go. Powers would come and go. You can never be. Alam mo anong problema kasi sa mindset natin na ganun? Yung kasi, di ba, pag mayroon tayong na-achieve, ang sarap ng feeling. Yung parang nanalo ka ng championship or whatever, spelling bee, whatever that is, all right? You want something. Alam mo yung feeling? Parang, sarap, di ba? Pero yung moment na yun, yun na yun. Di ba, mga 1 month, yun na yun. After nyan, normal na naman ang buhay. You have to fight for the crown again. You have to fight for the success that you've gained again so that you'll be number one. But here's the problem. You will never be number one forever. Somebody's going to get that throne. And in short, you are not in control. No matter how the world says, oh, galing mo talaga. You're the best. You're the best. Yung lovers mo, haters mo na yan next time. Why? Because that's how the world works. Problem is, you can't stay on that high forever. The swift, the strong, and the wise. Kakanood lang namin ng moving Lucy, right? May part 2, Lucifer, okay? And it talks about man's pursuit for knowledge. Sino napanood na yung Lucy? Okay. Pag napanood nyo yung Lucy, well, ang thesis nun, kasi tayo, di ba, 10% lang ng brain ang ginagamit natin. Right? Women, 10%. Men, around 5. Okay, so, totoo. Kaya nga, pag tinanong nyo sa lalaki, ano inisip mo? Wala. Di ba, so 5. Okay, 5% lang talaga ang ginagamit natin. Try nyo mamaya, matutulog na kayo. Honey, may iniisip ka ba about our future? Huh? Wala. Kaya, di ba, so, alam mong 3 to 5%, no? But, according to the movie, maximum natin 10%. No? So, meron basta something happened, may drugs sa loob, ganyan na na-activate yung brain that Lucy was able to use gradually 15, 20, 30% as she could control everything, the elements, the waves, the radio waves, the airwaves, lahat basta ganon. To the point na sabi kasi ni Morgan Freeman, sabi niya, pag nag-100% na ang tao, immortality na yan, para ka ng Diyos. Diba? So pinakita sa movie how you could actually reach 100%, but then there were consequences to being 100%. She started losing her feelings of love, of pain, of, you know, it did not make her human anymore. Anyway, it's a sci-fi film, but again, it's about the fascination for us to gain so much knowledge. Knowledge is power, diba? So, diba? And we want more of that. Why? Because we want to be in control. Pag alam ko lahat ng arguments, pag alam ko paano mag lahat ng tanong mo masasagot ko, there's power, there's like that feeling of control that we have. Isa pa, no? According to an author, David Brooks, sabi niya, the problem with our nation now is the professionalization of childhood. Wherein there's too much pressure. We're putting in a child to succeed. Why? Because we're training them to be in control. Right? Sabi, we're putting so much pressure on our kids to excel in everything. Not one thing, everything. Kahit saan, dapat top ka, dapat one ka. Di ka pwede 2 or 3, 1. Huh? Okay? Make daddy proud. Okay? Diba? And that has been our culture. We're trying to professionalize even our kids. And what happens is the family is no longer a haven in the heartless world where it's a dog-eat-dog world, di ba? Pagpunta nyo ng office, daming politics, sisiraan kayo, ganyan. Ganon ngayon, imbis na yung bahay, haven of rest and security for the kids, it's now a nursery wherein we're pushing our kids that, hey, success is the most important thing in the world because if you're successful, you'll be in control. It's a dangerous thing that we're doing even to the next generation. Sabi ni Helen Rubin ng Fast Company, wrote an article in a secular business magazine. And here's what she said. Why is our generation smartest, most talented, most successful people flirting with disaster in record numbers? People are using all their means to get money, power, and glory, and then self-destructing. And I love her conclusion. She said, maybe they didn't want it in the first place. Maybe they didn't like what they saw when they finally achieved it. If your goal in life is to be on top so that you'll be in control, Solomon said it's hevel. It's chasing after the wind. That when you're on top, you'll realize this is actually not what I wanted. The wise, sabi ni Stephen Hawking, uncle ko to, no? Hindi ulit gumaga. Saan ba ako dapat magtuturo? Oops. Sumobra. Balik. Yan. Sabi ni Stephen Hawking, you know Stephen Hawking, right? He's one of the top three smartest men in the world today who's alive. The greatest enemy of knowledge is not ignorance. It is the illusion of knowledge. Coming from someone who doesn't believe in God, sabi niya, ang problema ng mundo, feeling niya mautak siya. Yeah. Yan ang problema natin. Kaya dami natin mga philosophical questions na wala naman talagang sagot. Di ba? Bakit? Meaningless eh. Kaya walang sagot. Kaya pa ikot-ikot lang tayo ng philosophies natin. And that's why he concluded in his latest book in 2011, in front of the Google, when he made a talk in Google, he said, philosophy is dead. Because we try to philosophize everything. Di ba? Mga nanay, mahilig niyo sabihin, philosopher ka, di ba? You philosophize everything. Alright? Really. Because the race doesn't belong to the wise or the wealthy. Sad quote by Jim Carrey. He said, I wish everyone would get rich and famous and have everything they ever dream of so they would know that's not the answer. Yeah. How much of our life and energy is put into finding wealth and fame and have everything you've ever dreamed of. And at the end of the day, you'll realize, ngak, life is simple. Doesn't have to have all the things that I've ever dreamed of. Ecclesiastes 9:12. Sorry, before we do that. Andiyan may remote control. Ayan. This is my remote control, okay? Sa bahay, okay? Pinalaki ko, no, para pamukha namin sa inyo. Na ang remote control kasi, parang ano to eh, ito yung buhay natin minsan eh. Gusto natin tayo may hawak ng remote. Tama ba? Sa bahay, sino may hawak ng remote? Di ba? Ako, anak ko na eh. No? Wala na kaming control sa remote. No? So, ang may hawak ng remote, diba? Siyang leader. Tama ba? Alright? And most of our lives, we try to get that control from God and say, no, God, I'll do it. You're a carpenter. I know what I'm doing. I'm a LaSalle graduate. Di ba? Mas nakakatakot, di ba? So, and so we try to control our lives. We fast, we play, we skip to the next scene because we want to be in control. Actually, this is working. May battery talaga to. Check natin ngayon, ha? Sige, play natin. Di ba? Sino yan? Ha? Jowa, sino yan? Ha? Mas gwapo ka naman, Joash. Sino yan? Ha? Andrew E. Ha? Sorry, wala na akong kilala sa mga artista. Sige, next. Oh. Ayan, oh. Diba? Ang tawag dito yung trying to take control when it's really out of control. Diba? Mukha mo yan, wala ka na magagawa dyan. Pero, kaya ito nauso kasi nga of the, ano eh, parang yung, sarap lang mangarap. Kahit wala naman sa jeans ko, pwede kong gawin. Diba? At nilalike ng tao yung transformation ko. Sige, pakita pa tayo ng iba. Ayan. Okay. Sino ba mga to? Okay. Ayan. Ay, kitchi ah. Itchi ah. Okay. Ba? Yan ang tawag na pangarap, diba? Yeah. So maganda si Kat. Ayan. Ito, nagpapakatotoo. Meron pa ba? Last. Oh. Ayan. Jun Gomez. Ang tindi ni Jun Gomez. Okay. Diba? Most of the time kasi we want to take control and yung nasa mindset kasi natin, mas marunong ka pa ako na. I'll do it. This is how we do it. Right? And so, you take that out from God and you feel like, you know, I'll do it. Kaya ko to. Tapos mamaya pagka may problema na, Lord, ikaw na nga ulit. Tapos pag ayos na, ako na ulit, di mo alam anong ginagawa mo. Di ba parang minsan nilalaro natin yung sarili natin eh. No? And we lie to ourselves when it comes to control. When in reality, there's an illusion that we are in control when we're not. Yeah. Sabi ni Solomon, moreover, no man knows when his hour will come. Grabe ito, nasabi ni Solomon, di mo alam kailan darating yung oras mo. Di mo alam kailan kakukunin ni Lord or ni Taneng. Depends, okay? No one knows when that time will come when you'll die. As fish are caught in a cruel net or birds are taken in a snare, so men are trapped by evil times that fall unexpectedly upon them. It means you cannot say, I'm in control. How could you say that? I couldn't even plan tomorrow 100% what will happen tomorrow. Yeah. Punta ako Makati, alis ako 4, dating ako 4:30. Impossible, you cannot control traffic. Yeah. MRT ako para mabilis. Sira, di ba so? It's out of control. It means even what I do, when I think, may kilala pa kayong ganun? Grabe yung plano sa buhay. 20 ganyan, 25 ganyan, di ba? Tapos pag tinignan mo yung calendar nila, every 15 minutes, ang block time, di ba? Ganyan, 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 ganyan. Tapos pag nasira yung ano, parang, sira na ang araw ko, di ba? You're wanting control. You're wanting to take charge of your own life when you know there are things that are out of control and it must be okay for you when it's out of control. And it's a dangerous mindset that we have when it comes to our perception of God and ourselves. Now, here's the tricky part. Since I'm talking to people who go to church. Ang problema kasi sa control, pag tinanong ko sa inyo, sino dapat in control? God, of course, God. Hallelujah, yung iba, di ba? It's the Lord. The Lord is in control. Tapos may sisigaw, God is good all the time. All the time. God is good. And we know the Christian answer. Really. We sing it. Diba? We preach it. You blog it. You tweet it. You do everything that says God is in control. Right? But there's still something in us that we actually wrestle with. Is He really in control? To think about it. Sa buhay ko, is He really in control? Siya nga ba talaga may hawak o ako? Yeah, I know, I say it. You know, it's the right thing to say. Theologically, it's correct to say that God is in control. But personally, in my life, because Solomon had to wrestle with that. Sabi niya, sinubukan kong babae, sinubukan kong ganyan, sinubukan kong mag-project, mag-business, ganyan. Ibig sabihin, kinuha niya yung control kay Lord eh. And that's why in later, sa ending, yung ending ng book, makita mo anong conclusion niya. But Solomon knew what to say, but he lived differently. He took control. And the problem is, even though sinasabi natin in control si Lord, may ginagamit pa tayong actually term and sayings and language within the church that glorifies this. Though yeah, we say God is in control, pero talaga naman tayo in control. Tapos ang dami pa natin sinasabi. Ang tawag dyan ng mga theologians at saka ng mga pastors is what we call moralistic therapeutic deism. Okay, ano ibig sabihin niyan? MTD. Yan ang sakit natin ngayon. Moralistic therapeutic deism. What does that mean? Now, don't get lost with the term. Okay? Pwedeng next slide natin. Ang ibig sabihin niyan is God is something like a combination of a divine butler and a cosmic therapist. Okay? He is always on call, takes care of any problems that arise. I just call on Him and my God will do everything according to His glorious riches in Christ Jesus. Professionally helps His people to feel better about themselves and does not become too personally involved in the process. Malihans lang ako ni Pastor, okay na to. Moralistic therapeutic deism. word by word natin, moralistic. Ano ibig sabihin ng moralistic? Ibig sabihin yan, God blesses, itong mindset natin, God blesses and takes to heaven those who try to live good and decent lives. Oh Lord, nag-church ako. Actually, bibigay ako sa offering. Lord, generous ako. Pag nag-ice bucket ako, nagdo-donate ako. Hindi tulad ng iba. Lord, I'm moral. I'm good. Not like the others who don't like God and rebel against God. I don't. I actually tweet about you. And we actually have a picture together like this that I Photoshop. Right? I'm moral, Lord, so you have to bless me. That's moralistic. Now, therapeutic means ang iniisip mo, ang central goal of life is not to sacrifice or to deny oneself, but to be happy and feel good about yourself because you're a Christian. Right? Tingin natin kay Jesus, therapy. Tingin natin kay Lord, Lord, may problema ako, pasayin mo ako, lungkot ko eh. So, feeling mo, say, Lord, counseling ah, counseling tayo. Babasa akong Bible. Tapos, Lord, ah, okay, para sa akin dapat to. Okay. Di ba? So, ganun tayo. Mag-isip minsan. E minsan pag ano, Judas hung himself, magpakamatay daw ako. Diba? Yan ang problema sa therapeutic deism, no? You feel like it's all about you. Now, I'm not saying God is not for us. God made promises to take care of us, but ultimately, God is for God. God is not for us. Right? God, yes, God is for us, pero mas matimbang that God is for God. Right? So, ibig sabihin, ang iniisip ni God, yung glory niya, hindi yung glory ng tao. Right? And later on, we'll understand more of that. Deism naman means, though God exists and created the world, He does not need to be particularly involved in our lives except when there is a problem. Baka church nga. Problema ako, church nga. Ay, finals. Church nga. Naku, utang ko, hindi ko mabayaran. Church nga ako ngayon. Baka mabless ako. Lord, may problema ako. Lord, you said you would supply all my needs according to your glorious riches in Christ Jesus. Lord, nag-church ako. Ha? Moralistic, therapeutic deism. So after church, punta ko, Pastor, you know, I've been a faithful tither. You know, I've been giving. Bless mo naman ako. Bless mo naman ako. I deserve it. Eh. You don't say that, but in your mind. What that actually means is you're trying to control God and not letting God take control of your life. It's making my plans and asking the Lord to bless it. It's moralistic. It's therapeutic. Sarap. Yeah. Ah, sarap. Church. Prayer meeting ako. Sarap eh. Now, masarap ba mag-prayer meeting? Yes! But ultimately, hindi yan yung motivation mo. Kundi, it's all about you again. Di ba? Ilang bagay na ginagawa natin, it's all about us and not really about God. Pero pag tinanong ka, who should be in control? God. God, syempre naman. Yeah. Si God. Yeah. Titingnan yung bank account mo, how you handle your money. And you know it's all about you. Lord, bigay ako ha, pera. Bless mo ha. Ultimate motivation is you, again, because you want to be in control to the point that you're controlling God. But God allows things in our lives that we cannot control. Right? We are not in control, but we want to be in control. You know, we hear a lot of people saying, take charge of your own life. Right? Yan yung turo sa labas. Take charge of your own life. How can you take charge of your own life? You're the problem. How could the solution be the problem? Mathematically, my math teacher said, can't happen. Diba? Pag mga new age, make the universe align to your center. Yeah. Dumikit sa halaman, kunin ang power ng malunggay, at magkakagatas ka. Diba? Ah, weird. Natatawa tayo sa new age. Ba't naman ganun mag-isip yan? I-translate mo sa Christian yan. Punta sa church. Let the powers of God align to my center. To what I want. To my will. Diba? Sabi ni Lord, sabi niya sa scripture, dapat bless ako, but hindi pa ako blessed? Ah, sino ba ang Diyos? Now, if you want a moralistic, therapeutic deism, here's what I'll say. You know, God is good all the time, Pastor. Yeah? And God will turn things around and will orchestrate the whole universe so that you will be blessed. Right? Let's believe God tomorrow. It will happen. Oh, yes, Pastor. Come on. Stir up your faith. Come on. Oh, pastor, lay hands on me now. I'm feeling it. I'm feeling it. All right? And God is saying, I'm not feeling it. Why? You're not the center. And that's why when we read the scripture, sometimes it's so dangerous. Why? It's moralistic, therapeutic deism. May problema ako. So ngayon, bubuksan ko yung Bible ko. Lord, dapat magsalita ka sa akin. Ha? So binuksan mo yung Bible. Napunta ka kay David, kay Goliath. Tapos, oh, David. Oh, relate ako si David. Ako yung maliit. Si Goliath, grabe yung mga problema ko. Si Goliath, grabe. Tapos yung Israelites, takot na takot, tulad ng mundo. Diba? Pero si David, slayed the giant. Ako si David. Akong bida dito. Diba? Tingnan mo si Joseph, api ako. O, tulad ni Joseph, api. Bakit? May vision ako eh. Sinara sa office, ayaw nila ng vision ko. So yun, parang binenta ako, bought into slavery and everything. And now ngayon, after how many years, ganyan, inalign ni Lord lahat. Wow, relate na relate ako kay Joseph. Naisip mo ba, baka ikaw si Goliath? Ba't ikaw na naman yung bida pag nagbabasa ng Bible? Di mo ba naisip, baka ikaw yung Israelites na takot kay Goliath? Kasi most of the time, tayo yun eh. Takot tayo, kailangan natin ng David na lalaban para sa atin. And that's Christ. And God is saying, I'm in control. Why? Goliath's out of control. You cannot fight him. Somebody has to fight. And Jesus fought the battle for us. We're not Joseph. Maybe we're one of the brothers who sold him into slavery. Some of us were Pharaoh's, Potiphar's wife, who tempts others to fall into sin. It means it's not about, it doesn't center around us. Eh, minsan ganun tayo para lang ma-therapy ba? Wow, ako pala si Joseph. Si Joseph yan, di ikaw yan. Right? And so you have to start reading the Word of God, looking that Jesus is in control and it's not you who's in control. This view of God literally makes us the master of our own fate and the captain of our own ship. According to Invictus, the poem. Delikado yan. I'm the master of my faith. I write my own story. I will make history. I'm a self-made man. And I will take charge. Really. Three things that makes us a product of something. Genetics, environment, personal choices. Two out of the three, we have no control. Nung lumabas ka sa mundo na to, kahit ayaw mo maging Pinoy, Pinoy ka. Ayaw mo yung pamilya na yan, diyan ka nilagay. Hindi mo pwede sabihin, pwede pumasok ulit, mami. Hindi. Imposible eh. Nilagay ka diyan. Yan ang kamag-anak mo. Yan yung kapitbahay mo. Yan yung doktor mo. You did not make that choice. Environment. Even though I want to be an NBA player when I was young, I had that dream that I'll be the first Filipino NBA player in the world. But my genes, okay, did not contribute to my dream of becoming an NBA player. My environment did not give me an opportunity to be an NBA player. I was never brought to my Lobes or whatever, Coach E camp. You know, I was not given that opportunity. I was always in the Visoria selling tela. There was no opportunity whatever. Yes, I have a personal choice. I will be an NBA player. But two out of the three says it's out of control. Case in point, American Idol. You don't have the genes to sing. The environment you were brought up, you're not called to sing. But what do we say? You can be whoever you want to be. Why? We want control. You know, it is cruel to say you can be anything you want to be. Audition. Anong kakantay mo? Joy to the world. Joy to the world! Bakit? You can be anything you want to be. Ang dami mong dislike ngayon. Why? Yes, I know there's a personal choice that you want to be a star, but your genes did not give you that. And God gave you those genes and the environment. It means it's out of your control. Kaya ang hirap minsan yung mga nakikita mo, no? 7-footer, magdadang. Oh, 7-footer ka, dapat magdang ka. Kung ako, nagdang. Kasi imposible. So iba nagyayabang, may jeans ka, saka may environment ka na ganun ka, huwag ka magyabang. Si Lord nagbigay niyan, you're not in control. At kung may injure ka, kung alaw ni Lord, you're not in control. Ecclesiastes 11, verse 1 to 6. Sorry, ang moralistic therapeutic deism, balik natin, one slide. Ito yung saying natin, do your best and God will do the rest. Ilang beses natin ginagamit yan, no? Pag may problema. Bro, just do your best. God will do the rest. Moralistic, therapeutic deism. Hindi mo tinanong, makasalanan ba yung gagawin mo? Tama ba yan? Open door ba yan? Will ba talaga ni Lord yan? Lilipat ka, punta ka sa ibang bansa, iwan mo, misis mo. Is that, you know, ang daming factors. Tapos ang pat answer mo lang, do your best and God will do the rest. Oh, grabe, bless ako sa word mo. Word yan ni Lord. Hindi word ni Lord yan. Walang verse na ganun. Totoo, walang verse na ganun. Walang verse. I've never seen anything like that or a spirit that's like that in Scripture where I'll do my best and God will do the rest. Ecclesiastes 11. Ito ang sabi ni Solomon, not do your best and God will do the rest. Sabi niya, cast your bread upon the waters, for you will find it after many days. Give a portion to 7 or even to 8, for you know not what disaster may happen on earth. Sabi niya, tanim ka lang ng tanim, bahala na. Kung pinatubo ni Lord, thank you. Kung wala, tanim lang ulit. Hindi mo masabi. Utak ni Solomon, no? Grabe. And then he says, if the clouds are full of rain, they empty themselves on the earth. And if a tree falls to the south or to the north, the place where the tree falls, there it will lie. He who observes the wind will not sow, and he who regards the clouds will not reap. Right? So kahit anong observation mo, kung gusto palit ni Lord, papalit ni Lord yan. Papunta na po ang bagyo sa Pilipinas. Papunta na po, ayan na po, makyat tulit. Di ba? Hindi mo masabi talaga. Nagre-reklamo. Pag-asa naman, mali na naman. Si Lord na nga nag-divert, di ba? Parang, salamat na tayo. You'll never know, even though you observe. Why? You're not controlling it. As you do not know the way the Spirit comes to the bones in the womb of a woman with child, so you do not know the work of God who makes everything. Lord, bakit ba ganon? Yun nga, you do not know what the Lord is doing. It is the Lord who makes everything. In the morning, sow your seed. And at the evening, withhold not your hand, for you do not know which will prosper, this or that, or whether both alike will be good. Sinong negosyante dito magsasabi sa akin, sure to 100% kikita. Loko mo ako. You can never say that. It's out of your control. For if by him, back. Okay, right? Sabi ni St. Augustine, we are talking about God. What wonder is it that you do not understand? If you do understand, then it is not God. Yeah? Gusto mo explain si God 100%? Pag na-explain mo si God 100%, ikaw ng Diyos. You can never explain God. It's out of our hands. We cannot control even our own destiny. Kahit nga yung plano ko bukas, kahit sabihin ng misis ko, anong plano natin bukas since Sabbath mo? Now, pwede ako magsulat sa papel, okay, 10 o'clock, ganito, tapos 11, ganyan, tapos punta tayo, 12, lunch tayo ng ganyan, tapos 3 o'clock, bisitahin natin si ganyan, 5 o'clock, date tayo. Now, on paper, I could say that, itong plano natin. Tapos bukas, pagising mo, may lagnat ka, di ka makagalaw, di ba? Sira buong plano. It means it's out of your control. Right? You can actually, literally, not really plan. So theologically, dapat sagot ko sa misis ko, it is in the hands of God. Labo, no? Diba? So away ulit yan. Dela ka lang na. Walang plano. It's in the hands of God. Right? But on paper, we can plan. Yes, it could happen. But can you actually say 100% it will happen the way you scheduled it or planned it to be? We are not in control. So who is in control? Colossians 1, verse 16 to 17. For by him all things were created, things in heaven, on earth, invisible, visible, whether thrones, powers, rulers, authorities, all things were created by him, and for him he is before all things, and in him all things hold together. What does that mean? It's Jesus. At the end of the day, who holds all things together? Jesus. Sobrang sovereign ni Lord, hawak niya lahat. Never siya nagulat. Hindi siya nagulat nung na-injure si Paul George. Ha? USA basketball? Manok ko pa naman yan, di ba? No, he knows that. He's in control. You're at the peak of your career. You just have a new baby. Cancer hits. God is not saying, "Whoa, saan na galing yung cancer na yan? Nakataka kasi taning, ha?" No. He knows. Really, he knows everything. When my son had to be operated, he knows all things and he holds all things together. He's saying, "I'm in control." Even though in our micro view, "Lord, are you in charge? What's happening? I don't know what's happening." God is saying, "I'm in control. I hold all things together." Di pa ba kayo nagtataka bakit hindi pa end of the world sa daming wickedness sa mundo? Sa daming nagmumura kay Lord? Why? Because he holds all things together. He mocked people who mock him. He laughs at, the Bible says. "I will make your enemy my footstool," the Bible says. He says, "I'm sovereign. I'm king. I'm in control." Here's how Solomon ended the book, Ecclesiastes 12, verse 13 to 14. Tong last few words ni Solomon, when he said that life was meaningless. The end of the matter, or therefore I conclude. All has been heard. You've heard all the things that I've ranted about. And he says, this is the conclusion of the matter. Fear God and keep his commandments, for this is the whole duty of man. For God will bring every deed into judgment with every secret thing, whether good or evil. What was Solomon's point? Here's Solomon's point. God is ultimately for God. Ulitin ko ha. Everything that happens here, everything that happens in your life, ultimately, God is for God. Sabi ni Solomon, "I've tried everything. I've been blessed, left and right. Ultimately, I thought God is for me. It's not. God is for God." So sabi niya, nung matanda na siya, conclusion ng buhay. Karoon ka ng takot sa Diyos. Obey God. Why? He's God. Right? He is God. Now, is God for us? Yes. If God is for us, who can be against us? The Bible says. But ultimately, is God for us? No. God is for God. Because if God is for God, then we can find joy, meaning, pleasure in God. Not in ourselves. Ulitin ko ah. Is God for us? Yes. But is God ultimately for us? No. God is for God. Because if God is for us ultimately, then we cannot find meaning, joy in God. We'll find meaning in ourselves. That's why God says, "I am to be feared. I am to be worshipped." At the end of our lives, when we're old, when we're about to die, and people would ask you what your life is all about, I do hope we'll have the same answer as that of Solomon. Kita mo, no, nag-backslide si Solomon. Parang iniwan niya si Lord eh. From one to ano, kinento niya lang lahat ng kalokohan ko. Walang nangyari sa lahat ng kalokohan. Ngayon, matanda na ako. Fear God and obey His commands. Sana pagtanda natin, pag tinanong sa atin, "Lolo, ba, what's life?" I do hope, really, we could look at them in the eye and say, ultimately, it's about God. It's for God. It's by God. In Christ, all things hold together. The reason I'm alive now, I'm not sick, because ultimately Christ holds all things together. The reason I'm sick now and God wants to take me is because by Him all things hold together. The reason things are this way is because in Christ all things hold together. Let me end in Romans chapter 1, verse 21 and 25. For although they knew God, they did not honor Him as God or give thanks to Him. Daming tao ganon. Ultimately, they're for themselves. And God, and in Romans, Paul was saying, a lot of people would do this. They think they honor God, but they're not honoring Him or give thanks to Him. But they became futile in their thinking and their foolish hearts were darkened. Why? Verse 25. Because. And again, I'm preaching this not for your happiness, but for your joy. Because it will hit you, right? Because they have exchanged the truth about God for a lie. And maybe some of us here, we're trying to find meaning, purpose, and happiness apart from God. Or plus Jesus. Or plus Christ. Eto plus Lord. Do not exchange the truth of God for a lie. It's a lie. It's what the world tells us. It's a lie. And he says, they've exchanged the truth of God for a lie and worship and serve the creature, the things of this world, people, rather than the Creator who is blessed. I want to end with this life's biggest question this week. Who is in control of your life? The one who controls your life is the one whom you'll serve. It's up to you to decide who that would be or what that would be. Let's bow down our heads and pray. Lord, we thank you for the book of Ecclesiastes. Lord, we thank you for the life of Solomon. Just the wisdom that is found in that book. Lord, where Solomon tasted everything that the world offers. Lord, in reality, Lord, he went far. He ran away from God. He tried to take control of his life. He tried to drive his own car. He tried to decide apart from God and find meaning under the sun. But the end of the matter is, he goes back and says, ultimately, God is for God. You are God. And Lord, may we know our place. Lord, even as we live this life, Lord, that we cannot be in control, that we cannot find happiness in ourselves, that we cannot find meaning in what we do. It's found in you. It's you who define us. It's you, Lord, who brings us joy even in the midst of hardship and trials and persecution. It is you, Lord. And Lord, it is you who is in control, not us. And Lord, maybe there are many times when we try to take control of our own lives. We try to self-help ourselves. We try to be the self-made man and woman that the world wants us to be. But today, Lord, we acknowledge, apart from you, we're helpless. Apart from you, we're nothing. Lord, that we don't need to add more to what you have done because you're everything. And Lord, I pray, Lord, that it would be more than just a theological statement for us. It would be more than just a song that we'll sing, Lord, or something that we'll tweet about or Facebook about. But Lord, it would be real in our lives that you will be in charge. I want to pray just for one group here today, whether you're old or new in the faith, whether it's your first time here or you've been here since 2007, if you're here today, you're saying, you know what? I'm trying to take control of my life when it should have been God. And today, I'm surrendering. Today, I'm saying, God, take control of my life. Can you just lift up your hands? I want to pray for you. I don't want you to lift up your hands because it's a theological statement that you're making. But I want you to lift up your hands because you're saying, I'm surrendering. It is a life statement that I'm making. I'm getting right with God. After this, I'm getting right with God. I'm going to run to God and pursue God. Just could you lifting up your hands. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, yes. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Can we just all stand up right now? Let me just pray for you. If that's your heart. You know, we want to personally minister to you. We don't want just this to be another public prayer that we'll make. That's you, you're saying, that's me. Yung mga nagtaas ng kamay, and those of you, baka hindi kayo nagtaas ng kamay, but you need prayers, especially with this topic. Can we just ask you to just come forward? Those who raise your hands, just get out of your seat, get your belongings with you. I want you just to come forward. Can I ask our pastors, also our leaders, to just pray with me? Right? Just get out of your seat. Right? You're taking a step of faith. It's a bold step. You're saying, Lord, I'm in control. Now I'm surrendering. I don't want to be in control anymore. Thank you, Jesus. Just come forward. We'll wait for you. Thank you, Jesus. Again, it doesn't matter if you're a Victory Group leader and you need prayer on this area. I want to pray for you. Thank you, Jesus. If you're the one asking for prayer, can you lift up your hand so we know who to pray for? Right? Right? Can we just stretch out our hands and pray for them right now? Lord, we thank you, God. Lord, we thank you because you are God. Lord, we thank you because ultimately you are for you. God is for God. And Lord, because of that, Lord, we can be secure, Lord. We can be, Lord, Lord, just dependent upon you for our joy, for our peace, for our definition, for our identity, Lord, is found in you. And Lord, I pray for each and everyone here today. Lord, as they acknowledge, Lord, that they cannot be in control and that they're giving their lives and saying, Lord, you take control today. Lord, some of them are Christians. Some of them, it's their first time here. Lord, it doesn't matter. Lord, you see their heart. Just a heart of humility to come before you and say, God, take charge of my life. Lord, I cannot take charge. I am the problem. I'm part of the problem, Lord. And so, Lord, I want you, Lord, to take charge. I surrender. I make you king. I make you Lord. I make it all about you and not about me. Lord, so I come to you today. Jesus, do your work. Lord, in the lives of these people. Lord, remove the pressure that the world has put upon us. Lord, as people of God, to perform. Lord, to try to lift ourselves up, Lord, and make a name for ourselves. And so, Lord, I pray, Lord, that let your presence come in a new way, Lord, and let these people encounter you today in a mighty way. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Let's give God...
Thank you for listening to this message. For more messages like these from other Victory Centers, please visit victory.org.ph/resources/podcasts.